Three, two, one, and we're back. Okay, so in this SBH podcast, we're going to be going over how to fish at night. And it's one of the, probably one of the biggest shifts in my fishing that I did in the past year that went from catching not a lot of really big fish to catching a lot of really, really big fish very consistently. Now, and it's something, a question that I get so often, and I guess it's kind of the most important one. People always ask me, how can I catch bigger fish? And one of the first things that I'll ask them is, when are you fishing? And 99.99% of the time, they say that they're fishing during the day. Generally, they'll say, oh, I try to fish in the morning or in the evening, which is smart, and that's what you should be doing. If you're going to be fishing during the day, I highly, highly suggest fishing either in the evening or in the morning, because that's when the bass, it triggers a bite. Any change really triggers a bite. I mean, I'm talking about weather change, wind change. It can either shut off a bite or it can hit up and it can make a bite pick up. I mean, all of those things factor into many, many different reasons why there are big fish in an area. So, or big fish feeding in an area. So I wanted to dive into it because I get so many questions about how do you fish at night? And is it important to fish at night because there's more big fish and whatever, which is completely true. I mean, when I'm fishing at night, I personally hate fishing at night. I hate every second of it. I mean, it's pretty badass to be fishing at night, but like at the same time, when you're fishing and it's and you're up until you fish all night, you've been fishing all night, it's like you started at like 12 and it's like 2 in the morning, right? It's not very long. 12 and it's like 4 in the morning, and you're tired and you've wasted an evening, which I've done multiple times, catching absolutely nothing. So it's like it's very hard to stay stay motivated to fish at night, because I feel like a lot of people get like kind of like discouraged or like kicked off of it because they're like they get discouraged because it's so difficult to fish at night when you've never fished at night before, as well as if you're not super confident fishing in general, I wouldn't say hop right into fishing at night. If you're and especially like it's super dangerous to fish at night. So if you're not super, super confident fishing wise, and the fishing part of it needs to be second nature, and I guess the biggest test for this is you should close your eyes when you're fishing during the day when you first start doing this. And you should cast and retrieve a few times with your eyes closed. And you should feel when the plug hits the water. You should feel when the plug is working correctly. You should feel when the plug comes out of the water, and you should know when the plug is getting close to you. And that goes without saying as far as like plugs and eels and whatever that I'm throwing at that time. Because I throw eels, I throw live and rigged eels all the time. I mainly throw plugs at night. I have a few plugs on my, what is going on right now? What the hell is happening? Oh yeah, I just have some weird stuff going on my computer. Okay, anyway, we're good. It was like PowerPoint was doing something weird. I try to fish at night because it holds the bigger bass. Now, I have plugs on my table that I fish a lot at night. This is actually from a podcast that I did and will probably come out before this one. In this podcast, I kind of want to go over, you know, why fishing at night is so beneficial. How to make it less daunting and less scary. And because I get so paranoid and freaked out fishing at night. And I know a lot of people do. I mean, if you're one of those people that can go out there and fish at night and not be freaked out and paranoid, all the power to you. But I'm always out there. I hear things. And I mean, it's kind of crazy when you're out there, you're walking through the water and you see, like you're seeing the eyes of the shrimp and lobsters and stuff under the water. It's so freaky, but it's also so much fun. I mean, it's like, especially when it's like wavy or if you're swimming out at night, it's so much fun. I mean, it's fun because it's scary, and that's why it's so much fun, because it adds that extra, little, like, the extra little thrill to it. Oh my gosh, PowerPoint is opening up on my computer for no reason. I'm going to quit out PowerPoint. I apologize. The struggles. Okay. So, when I fish at night, I try to, well, I guess we should get, you know what, why don't we get into my topics, because I feel like I'm just going to ramble on if I don't get into some topics here. Okay, so, number one, like, most important thing to, you know, keep in mind while fishing is using, what lights are you going to be using at night? I at least have two lights on me at all times. Sometimes I'll even have three, and most of the time I'll have three. I mean, I'll have and I count my phone as a light. Like, if everything else is dying, I do have my phone, which I can use as a light. But I can also, I've fished so much at night, and I generally don't fish places at night that I haven't fished during the day at least a handful of times, to the point that I feel like I can walk that area like confidently with my eyes closed and be able to get back. When you do it enough at night, if there's any sort of moon out, even if there's no moon out, you should be able to not have your lights on and be able to walk across rocks and stuff. Now, I'd only do that if you're, number one, in a very private area. Number two, there's a lot of other fishermen around and they're like trying to either see where you're fishing or, I don't know, like you don't want to disturb them or tell them that you're there. Otherwise I would turn my light on as I'm walking across the rocks, cause it's just dangerous to not have your light on. Now, do I have my light on when I'm walking? Most of the time I don't, unless I feel pretty confident that, like, number one, I'm like, it's so dark out that I can't function. And if there's like nobody around, then I'll turn my light on. And you get used to it, but I guess for the lights that I use, I have them. I've talked about the lights that I use. I use the Pelican 5010 light. This is a great light because, it's waterproof. And I have a little, surgical tubing and I just put it around my neck. And this just is under my fishing jacket at night, and I can swim with this, and this is will stay dark. It's also incredibly, incredibly bright. It's a super, super bright light, it just is fantastic when you're like trying to weigh a bass, or you're trying to grab a really big fish, and or like something you're needing to change plugs. You can quickly pull it out and look into your bag as you're changing plugs. That's really important. And then I also use a UK headlamp. This is a waterproof headlamp. It's pretty simple, because really it has two modes. It's on, it's off, and that's it. It has a little red screen that you can shift over the light. If I can do this correctly. Yeah, you can shift a little red screen over the light, so you make the light red, but, it's super simple. It's waterproof, again, because I've killed so many headlamps and so many lights when they're not waterproof. It's just not worth not having waterproof lights. This is a pretty cheap one. This is a little bit more expensive. And I at least have both of these on me at all times, because having light on you is super, super important for your safety. Whether you're, you know, whatever you're doing. I mean, it is just super important because you never know when you're like scaling rocks and stuff, need to be able to see where you're going, and it's super important to have lights, so you know where you are, and especially it helps you when you're trying to get back if you've never really fished the place. This year I fished one spot for the first time at night, but at night I went out there in the evening and I fished it at night and it came back. I was like at sunset, so I went out there without any light and I came back with my lights on and I did pretty well. I got a few bass that were like 35 inches, and this is a spot that I never fished before. I had like three that were 35s. So that was a eye-opening experience for that location, but also it was like, I didn't fully know where I was going. when I, because I kind of was super excited to get this spot because I saw a lot of current pushing by this corner, and it was like way, way far away. And like I knew it was going to be good. It was an outgoing tide, and I was kind of in a little cut. It was perfect. I knew there was going to be some bass there, and sure enough, there was a handful of 30s there, so that was awesome. But again, those fish I caught all after 12 o'clock at night. I had a bunch of schoolies beforehand, but all as soon as it like got super, super dark out, like fully the sunset, that's when the bite picked up. So I'm going to get into like fishing a spot that is going to, how, like, what do you do when you're fishing a spot for the first time at night? I mean, I have to talk about scouting. If I'm fishing a new location and I know I'm going to want to fish at night because it's looking good on Google Earth or whatever, I always go there, and especially this is what the winter is for, you know? You can go there if it's not like you're crazily climbing or wading through water when it's like 20 degrees out. But I always scout almost all of my areas before the fish are in. But I scout the area, I look for current, I look for, you know, waves, structure. I'll even sometimes bring a rod with like a bucktail tied on so I can cast out there and let it drop down into the structure so I can feel the rocks and stuff. And if it's looking really, really good, then I'm like, okay, I'm gonna fish this at night. I count my footsteps from different landmarks that are there. So if there's like a big boulder before I have to turn swim out, or if there's like a boulder before I turn left, or I know, so I kind of have a gauge of how far away things are going to be in my head when I'm fishing at night. Especially if I don't have my lights on, I need to be able to walk to a spot and know, okay, it's 150 steps this way to that boulder, and the bass are going to, and then if I wade out another 6 feet, there's going to be a drop off or a rip that I know that if I cast in there, it's going to be pushing in this direction because of the tide and whatever. So when I'm fishing at night, I want to make sure that the wind and the, again, same, you want to have the best conditions. So you want the wind to be right, you want the tide to be right. And then I guess you have the moon phase, which is super, super important. When I fish in general, I've gone over the moon phase multiple, multiple times during the podcast, but I'll go over it again. I'm talking full moons are really good. I love full moons, but new moons are even better in my personal opinion. I think that the bass are just more aggressive and there's more of them feeding. But around any moon phase is going to really heighten the bite. And if you can get the correct wind matched with the moon phase, I mean, you can really do some crazy stuff as far as size goes for fish. And the reason I'm not talking about tide as much, because I think unless it's a super, like, unless it's really current-based fish, like, if the fish are really based on the current pushing in certain directions, then I don't have any problem going there and fishing from slack, low tide, all the way through high tide, and, like, feeling confident of catching fish, or fishing either side of any tide in a spot. If I have good wind and I have a new moon or a full moon, I'm going to be like, I'm super ready and I know I'm going to catch a big fish. And that's when I do all my scouting. I'm doing all my scouting within the days around the moon, especially if the wind is not in my, like, I have like three spots that I like really, really like. And they cover all the wind, and people are going to be like, why do they cover all the wind? Because I think, and this is pretty controversial as far as like, I guess, where you fish, but for the rocks and the fit, as far as the rocks go, I think the wind is almost the most important key. And I've talked about the keys to getting more big fish and fishing up a level podcast. But I think if you can get the right wind, it's going to really, really help you catch some monster, monster bass. So yes, we went over scouting a little bit, and now we've gone over, you know, we went over lights. I'm going to go over like color of plugs. Or it's very interesting, people's views of like what's going to work at night. And a lot of people say, okay, when it's a new moon out, you want to throw dark plugs. So this is a black and purple plug that I'm holding right now. And black and purple is my go-to new moon color. I either fish black and purple, or I fish like like a bait matching color. Like I fish a bunker colored plug, or I'll fish a mackerel colored plug. But this is the one exception. Like realistic looking plugs, you can fish during any, when it's like a full moon or a new moon, they work equally as well. But as far as like, if I'm going for colors, I tend to fish like darker colors when it's a new moon and lighter colors when it's a full moon. And I tend to do better that in like fishing that way. This is also very like loosely based, because I've fished full moons with black and purple and dun equally as well as I've fished white during a new moon and I caught fish. And I think it's a big profile thing, but again, I've also fished white colored plugs during a new moon and not gotten a touch after throwing a realistic colored, like bunker colored plug of the same exact plug. I literally switched, and this is what fishing to me is all about. It's all about experimenting with colors and with sizes of plugs when I'm fishing. If I'm on a good bite, I'll catch like two or three fish with one plug and I'll switch it up. Even if I'm catching bass every cast, I'm still gonna switch it up, because if I can switch it up and that tells me something, either it's worse or better, then I know that it's going to be that, like, it's like, then I know it's like better or worse, I guess. So if I'm fishing a scenario where I'm catching a lot of fish on a realistic colored plug like that I did that night, I got out there that night, it was a full moon, it was right after a hurricane, so the waves were enormous. I was scared to go where I was. I was standing like way back as these huge waves were, you know, 25 foot high waves would crash and roll maybe 8 to 10 feet of white water across this boulder field before then, as it was just dropping slowly, 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 and then crashing into the rocks. And this is what I was fishing in. And I was pulling bass up to 30 pounds out of this this night. It was insane. And I was throwing a bunkered colored plug. And I was throwing it, and I was getting fish every cast. And the great part was, this is a the plug that I was using that night was a Pumbaa shad stick. And the Pumbaa shad stick dives down, like deep, was able to dive down under the water where the under the white water. So it was diving down to the like water under the white water, the not super turbulent water, and it was bouncing off the rocks nicely, and the bass were just hugging the bottom that night. And I was just letting this thing swim down and hit the rock, as I talked about when I was talking about Metal Ups. I talked about this in a podcast that is going to come out before this. And it was hugging, the bass were hugging the bottom, and they were huge, and they were feeding very, like, this profile was the key. I mean, they were feeding on adult bunker. It was like everything was perfect that night, and it swam down, and I was getting hit every cast on with the bunker color one. Switched up to the white, so I'm pretty sure I said this was a full moon. I'm pretty sure it was a full, no, it was a new moon. My bad. It was a new moon because this, sorry. It was a new moon because this was a white color plug and it was not working. See, I don't fully remember what moon it was, but I do remember that I switched to this white and it was not working. And I'm pretty sure it was because it was a new moon and it was too dark. So I threw this out there. And the other thing that, and this is again why I'm saying like, this is something that I'm going to tell a different story after this that completely debunks this theory, but I think I know why. So I cast this out. It was new moon. There was a lot of white water coming through. This dives down after pulling probably six bass that were between 15 and 25 pounds on the bunker color one. I throw this out there. It dives down. I'm getting no hits. I did five casts with this after having six consecutive fish on this one without a single hit. So I switched it up back to this just to make sure. First cast got a 25 pounder. Okay, so I know that it was that plug that was having the problem. Then I switched up to the black and purple. Now, different color, but still same plug, dove down under the water. I didn't catch anything the first cast, didn't catch anything the second cast, but the third cast, whack, got a big fish on it. And then I did two more casts after that, both getting hit by bass that were between 15 and 25 pounds. and that was on the black and purple. So why did the white not work that night? And it could have been, and this is my theory of why it didn't work, because there was a lot of white water, and this is a white plug, and the white water is really the foam, is white from the water, I guess. And so I was, that my thought was maybe that was the problem, because it was, that was why it wasn't working. Now that was just a theory. Now that could be, you know, this, like, you can throw a bucktail in very turbulent water that's white and the fish still find it and eat it. But who knows? That was just my theory and whatever about how, why the white plug wasn't working. Different night. It was calmer out. There's still waves, but it wasn't as much white water as it was, as there was at that time. Same experiment, pretty much. I was throwing the bunker, and I was catching a lot of big fish on the bunker. Again, that cookie cutter, like 35 to 40 inch bass on the bunker. And then I was throwing this out. I tied this on, I threw it out, and first cast hooked up. Second cast hooked up, again on all of the same fish, and I was just catching the same size bass on the same plug, but just in a different color. Now, I didn't end up switching to the black and purple just because I was doing so well on the white. I just didn't end up switching up. But that just kind of debunks the theory of it was a new moon. I was catching fish on a white plug. So really, as far as color goes, I don't really think that matters as much as profile and what the bass are feeding on. Now, I do want to talk about profile in general, because I think it's a very interesting thing that a lot of people have different theories about fish during different moons being like more finicky because they're scared of bigger eels, or they're scared of, yeah, because I watched a seminar where this guy was talking about how he was throwing bigger eels during a new moon and the bass were not eating it, and then he tied on a smaller eel and they're eating the smaller eels. So I was kind of curious about, like, because in my experience, I've been fishing the biggest eels I can find. I mean, the eeling podcast, which I think I'm gonna have another eeling podcast where I add a little bit to that, but in the eeling podcast, I rigged a eel. And that eel was 2 pounds without being rigged, which is enormous. Like, that's a heavy, heavy, like, eel. It was 23 or 24 inches, and it was super, super heavy. Now, I threw that during that same sized eel during a new moon. This was when it was alive, and I caught a 45 inch bass on it. So I don't know whether that person that was fishing and saying that bigger profile things scare the fish away was true or not, because I've multiple times I've thrown eels that are enormous and had the bass eat it during a new moon. Same thing with a full moon. I've thrown giant eels during a full moon and they've eaten it just the same. Although I do think that I catch more big fish during a new moon than I do a full moon. Now, I throw huge, like, I have a plug right here that is, like, hooked up on my stuff here. Okay, I have a plug right here. This is just a swimmer, a Pumba, like, jointed swimmer, and which is big, too. I mean, this with the bucktail on it is probably close to 14 inches, you know, and actually, I think it's a 15-inch plug. Yeah, so it's, like, 15 inches. I was fishing with Joe one night, it was a new moon, and he threw this out there, and he had 3 bass that were over 25 pounds, and he lost one that had to be close to high 30 pounds, not a 40 pound bass on this plug. So that's the thing. It's like, you're gonna say that people make these blanket statements about, like, this works and this doesn't work. Now, the bass, I don't think that. I think that is very, very false. I think bass don't follow strict rules. I think that every rule for striped bass fishing can be broken. I mean, I've caught I've caught a 50-pound bass and a few low 30-pound bass. The biggest bass of my life, at 12 o'clock, and it was 95 degrees. It was clear out. There's like no humidity. It was like there's nothing to affect the fish being there, and yet there was a giant fish there. And so that's the thing you want to like. And then I've earlier in the spring, my brother caught up 43 this year, and it was again 12 o'clock, not a cloud in the sky. It wasn't a low pressure or high pressure. I mean, I guess it was high pressure, but there wasn't like anything really going on that was affecting the bite in any way besides it just being a good wind. And it wasn't even that windy even. And so the bass were just there and they were crunching and we caught a giant fish. So every rule in fishing can be broken. Profiles can be broken. As far as like when I'm saying I'm throwing a giant plug and I think this is good to catch a big fish. You want, in order to catch a big fish, throw bigger plugs. Yes, but also you can catch a giant fish on a tiny little plug or a tiny little fly that you're fishing, you know. So it really, all rules for bass can be broken, I think personally. And every year I think about like, okay, the wind in the moon and this is going to make this happen. That's just going to increase your odds. Can you catch a bass with bad wind and bad moon phase and everything? Yeah, I mean, it's much lower odds of the fish being there, but if you think about it, the bass are it's not unlikely that a fish that is 50 pounds can swim down a sandy beach where there's no structure and there's no real bait, there's no current, there's nothing there for no reason for it to be there, but it could just be moving along. And if you're throwing a pencil in there, you could be lucky enough to hook it. So as far as like people saying that there's strict rules that follow like the bass, I mean, that's something that I just don't believe in, because again, I feel like every rule for striped bass fishing can and will be broken, and already has most likely. So I mean, everything that I'm saying is just gonna help increase your odds of catching a bigger fish. Hopefully it does end up catching yourself. Hopefully you do take this to your home waters and end up using this, the techniques that I say, because I think that a lot of the stuff that I'm saying is very, like you can apply it well to a lot of different scenarios, not just fishing off the rocks or fishing off a sandy beach. I mean, a lot of stuff you can apply to your area to hopefully increase your, you know, catching bigger fish. So I just want to read one thing that I have right here, and then I can tell you, I kind of got into this a little bit earlier. I have a few things written down. So as far as, like when I first started fishing, at night, it was kind of a daunting task. As I said, it was funny because the first time I did this year, except I just did it better this year and did it smarter this year. The year before, I fished probably a handful of times at night and, with very little to no success, until the very, very end of the season. So I caught probably, I don't know, maybe a handful of schoolies on like an SP minnow at night. But having fished multiple times and been freaked out multiple times just fishing at night. Now, I'm like, when I fish at night, I think the biggest thing is just to get out of your own head, you know, be more focused on the fishing than less on like you feeling like you're going to be like attacked by something, because, that was my fear. It's like, I'm walking through like an area and it's like, I just have to tell myself I'm the dominant creature in this area. I'm not going to be attacked, but you know, it's still kind of weird and you're like freaked out because you're so out of your element. It's just scary to be so out of your element, being out in the middle of the ocean, you know, on a rock with the wind and the waves. And it's pretty crazy and pretty freaky, but it, once you get used to it, it's truly like a magical experience to be out there and to feel like confident and happy being out there. And just like, it's so fun to be out there when it's really crazy. But when I first started, I hated it, and I still don't really like it, but it has its pros and cons, I guess. But I would fish, you know, plugs, and I wasn't getting a lot of luck on the plugs, and I wasn't catching a lot of big fish. Although there was one night towards the end of my season where was throwing pencils at a huge school of bass. I mean, I'm sure if you had a drone or if you could, I wish I had a drone to put up above that school of bass, because they weren't blitzing on the surface, but it was one of those things that you cast out and you can't, like, you can't not have 15 fish, like, attack your plug. Like, it's like crazy tails, and like the bass are leaping out of the water, and it's like insane. I mean, that it must have just been a massive school of fish. Now, I had a Super Strike bullet needle fish that I had with me at that time, and I was fishing with little pencil poppers, and I was catching a lot of bass, and it just got too dark and the bass shut off, wouldn't hit the pencil. I'm like, darn it, because I was having such good luck during when there's so many, because during the day, and I was catching so many big fish. And so I switched up to the little bullet Super Strike needlefish, and I cast it out there, and sure enough, first cast, I whack a fish, and it's not there. None of these bass were over 28 inches, but I caught so many fish, and this was right at the end of the fall. They were migrating. I caught a huge school of bass, you know, migrating by my area. It was probably hundreds upon hundreds of fish there, and they weren't giant, but they're like 20 inches, and I was catching so many of them, and it was awesome. So I then took that little thing, and I kept it in the back of my mind. I was like, wow, I had one of the best nights of my season number-wise for fish, and it was at night. And that seed was planted in my mind that the night fishing, I spent all season and I was getting nothing, but the fishing at night was really, really, really good. And that was the best bite I had was on all year. And so I was like, okay, I need to pursue this more. And it was funny because I was sitting there over the winter. I was like, why did I have such a bad season? And then I thought to myself, I was being an idiot. I didn't look at moon phases, didn't look at tides, didn't look at wind, none of this, what I kept in my mind. I was like, okay, next season, I'm keeping a diligent fishing log, which I didn't really do, and I'm going to focus much, like way more on, like, you know, wind and moon phase and everything like that. And so that's what I did, is I focused heavily on moon and wind phase and moon phase and wind and current and everything like that. I wrote it down for the first probably 3 months of the season. Well, it's super, sorry, it's super windy out. If you're hearing my windows like crack under the pressure of the wind, it's like blowing 45 out right now. It's crazy. Anyway, but I started catching giant fish with the exact same pattern, and I, to the point that I was like not putting down anything for the log after I caught, like, after I went to like six different spots, applied the exact same techniques, and caught handfuls of bass over 30 pounds in all these different areas. I was like, okay, so it's pretty much a plug and play type thing. If you can get the correct conditions, and you can, like, and you have good structure and whatnot, and you can put it into practice, you're going to be catching big fish. Now, I mean, I was going anywhere, I was catching big fish in this, with the same, you know, like wind, moon phase, tide, everything like that. And I've gone over how to increase your ability to catch big fish. And a lot of people always ask, why can't I catch big fish? And it's probably because you're not thinking about moon phase, tide, wind, and everything like that, because in current, all of those things, structure. I've talked about this multiple times, but it being dark out is super important, because the bass feel more comfortable coming in close to the rocks and feeding at night. And that gets me into my other topic for this, is why are there more bass easily accessible by fishermen at night? And so, and that is because during the day, a lot of the times during the day, the bass are out deep chasing around schools of bait. And so what happens is those fish at night will actually push bait, or they will follow bait in closer to shore, and they'll be feeding up and around the rocks and in the structure where they can ambush their prey easily. And they wait for little current breaks, and they do all sorts of stuff like that, trying to find those fish that are, you know, hiding and whatever around the boulders and stuff. So, and I've gone over that a lot, but like, so what the bass try to do is they try to make it, if you think about it, a really big fish has a hard time sneaking up on a smaller fish. It's fast and it's powerful and it can use its ability to be in crazy conditions under either extreme pressure of water pressure, current, wind, whatever. It can use, it's so powerful and so strong and so built to be in the worst water conditions possible that it can almost outdo any fish that is like gonna try to escape from it. It can almost outpower any bait fish. So what the bass do is they set themselves during the day, they slowly move around in rips and stuff looking for bait, but they're not doing super well. And the bigger they get, the lazier they are, and they only expend the correct amount of energy for just for that one big meal. That's why I like throwing bigger plugs, because I tend to catch bigger fish on bigger plugs because it weeds out the smaller ones, but it also gives that big fish the knowledge of like, if I can catch this bait, then I'm gonna not have to eat for a while. Like, I'm gonna be good for a good amount of time if I can eat this 12-inch bunker or this 15-inch bunker. And so what happens is the bass are coming in close at night because they don't have to chase and sneak up on the fish, because they can kind of hide in the rocks and stuff. This is why they are in the rocks. And they can also sneak up closer to the bait, because if you think about it, at night, a lot of those fish, they can't see 100 yards away. They can't see 20 yards away. They can't see 20 feet away. And they sometimes can't even see 5 feet away from them at night. So what happens is the bass is able to use its highly adapted lateral lines and sense of smell and, everything like that to be able to sneak up as close as it can to these fish before it like pounces by just striking, by speeding up really quick, grabbing it, sucking in a lot of water. I mean, when a big bass chases a bait, I mean, you see it when they go after like a pencil popper. It's insane how much like water they can move when they need to. And they can go airborne too. I've seen it multiple times. I've seen bass over 40 pounds leap out of the water, no problem. So when they are keyed in on a bait, they will go after it like you wouldn't believe. So what I focus on is trying to make it, or what I guess the bass focus on is trying to make it as easy as possible for them to get as much energy as possible. So that's what you have to focus on. How can I make it as easy as possible for this bass to eat my plug? Now, because that's what they're doing is with the bait fish. And my camera is like falling off right now, so I'm gonna just move that quickly. I apologize. It's just like not being level for some reason. Sorry for this shaky camera. So the bass are up close in the rocks trying to make it as easy as possible to sneak up on a bait. And that's why they're in the rocks, because it's easier for them to sneak up on the bait when it's dark out. That's why they're in close. That's why they push the bait in close. That's why they're in the rocks looking for the bait. I just was going over it again. Okay, so what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to throw a large profile at that fish. And the reason why I'm doing that is because I know that that bass is looking for one big meal. And that's why I'm talking about when I fish at night, I don't throw anything that small, because I think that the bass are wanting the bigger bait. They want the giant menhaden. They want the big bunker. They want to get it in up close to the surface. They want to push it up close to the bank. So that's why they're in close. That's why it makes it so much easier for us shore anglers to catch big fish. And that's why I think in certain scenarios, you as a shore angler, if you were in a boat and you didn't have like electronics, like you couldn't use like a radar sonar system to find, you definitely know I'm not a boat guy, to find fish under the water, then it's easier than being a shore angler. But if the boat guy doesn't have that, other than maybe covering water, you as a shore angler have the advantage to being able to get into certain areas that the bass are that you can't with a boat. Like, if you look at it, like, a boat has to be deep enough that they don't wreck their boat, where a lot of the times the biggest fish are in 4 to 5 feet of water. I mean, I have a spot, I have all my spots, actually, all my biggest, where I've caught all my biggest fish this season have all been in less than 8 feet of water. And that's really saying something. I mean, I'm talking about just a little bit of the water column where I can have a plug that's diving all the way down to the bottom pretty easily. As well as, like, I've caught, like, some of the biggest fish of my season I caught in maybe 3 to 4 feet of water. I mean, that's almost, like, the bass is almost a foot thick, if you think about it. So the bass is only in a little bit of water. And why is it in a little bit of water? Because when it's pushing the bait up and in there, that bait is not going to have an easy, it can't go above it because the bass is filled up that whole water column. It's got to either, it's got to go side to side. And the bass is going to push it up to shore so it can't go any further. And then it has to come back at the bass. And by that time, really, the only way it can go is side to side. And the bass is too fast to escape from at that time. So that's why if you wade way out and you're swimming out to these rocks that are like a half mile offshore, those bass could be behind you. So you got to put that into perspective. The big bass at night are coming in close to shore. So when I'm fishing, I'm waiting for those. Well, what's going to happen is, depending on the tide and depending on, like, if it's a high tide, the water's obviously going to be deeper in areas, but it's going to give it a pretty sharp, like, end point. Unless you're on the Cape or, like, on a sandy beach where it has a long time before it, like, gets shallow. Like, generally at high tide, it's like there's an end point to high tide. There's a bank. There's a, like, rocky cliff where the high tide will stop at, and it's hopefully not that deep because you don't really want to be super deep. But the other thing is, if you're fishing in an area and it's all about 8 feet and it's pretty, like, it's like, because it's my favorite fishing is wading boulder fields. I mean, that's what I did all this season, and I had so much luck on, is just wading 8 foot deep boulder fields, swimming to a boulder, casting an eel off of that, casting a plug off of that, finding current, finding waves, finding whitewater. That's all I did the entire season. I did it most of the time at night. Now, I talked a lot about just that first, like, from, like, whatever, sunset to it being super dark. But what about from super dark to sunrise? Now, in my experience, it really starts, I mean, sunrise will be at, like, 4:30 during the, like, summer. Like, say it's at 4:30. I don't know what time of the summer this would be, but just say it's at 4:30 sunrise. It's going to start getting bright out a good 4 hours before that. I mean, it's truly extraordinary. So if you think about it, if it gets dark out at 7:40, like 7:30, that gives you, like, and then it doesn't truly get dark until like 12 o'clock. It's like as dark as it's going to get. You only have a couple of hours of it being super dark before it starts getting brighter again. And when it first gets dark out, when sunset first sets, like the sun first sets, that's going to be a bite. You know, when it truly gets dark out, that's going to be a bite. When it starts getting bright again, that's going to be a bite. And when the sun just peaks up and the sun's rising, that's also going to be a bite. So, and by a bite, I mean, that's going to increase your chances of catching fish at those different time periods. That's when the bass are going to be feeding at their, they're going to be most aggressively feeding at those times, during the night. So that's when you kind of want to target, like, okay, I like a rising tide. I like a rising tide with a north wind in this spot. So I need to be there, either at 12 o'clock when it first gets dark out, or I need to be there at, like, whatever, 6 o'clock, when, or I guess we said 4:30 when the sun rises. So that's what I'm saying. Like, you want to kind of, like, make your fishing, how do I even put this? I'm just blanking on the words right now. You want to start your fishing, like, time. You want to book your fishing time. There you go. You want to book your fishing time and plan it out for those different time, like those different like segments and changes in the why am I can't think right now, during the time of the day. So if I'm fishing and I want the sun to, the moon and the sun and everything to either be darker at one point or lighter at one point, and where it's switching is where the bass are going to be feeding. So that's what I look for when the bass are feeding heavily. And, you know, so that's what you want to look for is if the bass are feeding heavily, you want to look for those times because that's when it's going to be. Let's just move on. Yeah, so I have questions. I have one question I got. I did this podcast shortly after I asked this on my Instagram. So I'm sorry if I didn't answer your question on the podcast. I will I'll feature it in the next podcast if you ask a question after this. How well do you have to be able to know the area you are fishing in to attempt it at night? Okay, so the cool thing about, I mean, I went over that already, but if I'm fishing an area, I want to be able to, you know, count where, how many steps I'm taking from spot to spot. But I guess, how well do you have to know the area? I'd say you have to pretty much know the area well enough that if you walk, if you could only see like 5 feet in front of you, like to be able to know exactly where you are. So if I'm fishing on a sandy beach and there's no structure and no like landmarks and I'm walking and I can't see anything for 5 feet, I need to know that like if I walk another 100 yards down the beach that there is a like a point or a something that I can say, okay, I know I'm here. So, or else you're going to be totally screwed. Or so, what I like to say is like, if there's a big boulder or, driftwood or rocks or something that you can kind of like gauge where you are in different spots and you know that, that's when I would say you're able to fish there at night, or at least be like, at least know the area a little bit. I mean, I've gone to a place like during the winter, never fished it before, like during the summer, gone to the place at, during the winter time, done all my planning where I'm looking at water temp, like water, like depths and whatever. And then I'll be like, okay, this is going to be a spot that's going to be really good at night. So I keep it in my fishing log as a potential spot for a certain wind and a certain tide. And so what I'll do is I'll look back at that. And I'll have a little notes at the bottom. I'll have a little note about like, okay, remember this rock is 15 yards from this rock, which is 10 feet from here, which is going to be about 3 feet in this direction from the water. And then if you walk to the right a few steps, you can cast out and there'll be a rip or there'll be a whatever. So that's what I do when I'm fishing different areas. It just gives you a little bit of a, like, that's what you should do. That's, in my opinion, the best way to do it. Okay. So as far as like fishing at night goes, let's just recap it a little bit. I mean, the bass are in closer. It's pretty difficult to do, but the bass are in closer. They tend to be, the bigger bass tend to feed during that time because that's when they feel safest and they can eat, find their bait the easiest. And then as far as, when I first started out fishing, I actually listened to either like podcasts or music or something when I was fishing because, it kind of just kept my mind off of like other like noises and stuff that would like freak me out. So if you're one of those people that like kind of get sketched out by fishing at night, like I'd say throw some like throw some like earbuds in and just listen to music or something because that helped me because then I was like, I'm losing one of my senses that's going to make me freaked out. So it also distracts you a bit. And I still do to this day, will listen to podcasts and stuff while I fish. And I mean, it doesn't have to be fishing related podcasts, but I've listened to fishing related podcasts as I fish before. I've listened to audiobooks. But that's what I do when I fish just because, makes you less freaked out. The other good thing is if you're fishing by yourself and you need to, like, get in contact with someone quickly, it's easier to then, like, dig around your pockets for your phone. You can just, like, use your earbuds to call someone. So again, it's another little safety tip. I guess we should go over safety things while fishing at night. I don't go anywhere without corkers, which are a studded shoe. I definitely don't fish at night without my Stormer jacket, which is a Stormer surf top, which is like a neoprene material, and it is like waterproof. I guess it's not really waterproof, but it's a little bit buoyant, and it's waterproof. It keeps you warm. It also, if you fall, you don't get really ripped up. I mean, I'd even wear a life jacket. I don't, because I feel competent enough in all the places that I fish that, and I'm also not really climbing off of over cliffs and stuff. I just feel confident enough with my corkers and my just ability in general that I'm not going to fall, because I'm not like, I can walk and run on rocks perfectly fine. I don't need to be like super, like, I'm very steady on my feet, so I'm not like gonna fall down and kill myself. Although I have multiple times fallen down, and generally when I fall down, I don't fall super hard, although I've fallen very hard multiple times on rocks, not during the night, but actually during the day a few times. And I'm sure lots of people have had similar experiences to me as far as fishing on slippery rocks. It cannot be fun, especially when there's a lot of barnacles around. It's like insult to injury. You fall really hard on a rock that's covered in barnacles, you just get torn up, as well as you're bruised like crazy, or if in some extreme cases can be broken as well. So again, I feel like if you're gonna fish at night, I wear the Stormer surf top. I wear waders. You can wear wetsuit. The one thing is, when you fish at night, and like, oh my gosh, the bugs are insane sometimes. I mean, it's enough to drive you insane. Like, you can't breathe without the bugs getting in your mouth. I'll wear a mesh bug net around my head. It's so bad. I have cell phone footage of there being so many mosquitoes around me that, like, it's just insane sometimes, because what happens is I fish off of these big rocky cliffs that have all these little indents and stuff in them that water gathers, and that's where the mosquitoes breed and stuff. So the mosquitoes are really heavily populating that area, and so when you're like fishing around in that area, I mean, oh my god, the mosquitoes are everywhere, as well as this year there's an outbreak of like triple E and stuff. So that was also fun when you're like getting eaten alive by mosquitoes, and like all the towns around you are being like there's been reports of people dying from triple E or getting infected by it, and you're like getting bitten by mosquitoes like crazy. I was like, if I haven't died, it's probably not going to happen, because it's probably not here, because I got so eaten up this year. I mean, I have so many videos. And that's the one thing, like, if you, like, always bring bug spray with you, because it can save your life. And even then, there was nights where I had so much bug spray on me. I mean, it was insane, but the mosquitoes would still bite me. I mean, it's so bad. And you can't breathe without the mosquitoes going up your nose or in your mouth. I mean, and you hear them buzzing around your ears. I'm sure a lot of people are loving this, but yeah, it's can be super, super bad. The bugs can be really, really bad. So definitely wear bug spray, because it can be really, really rough without bug spray. I think that's all I have as far as like for fishing at night. I feel like I covered a lot of bases as far as why I fish at night, and it's because it gives you, it's like way better odds of catching much larger fish, and even more fish for that matter. And it's definitely, if you want to take your fishing game to the next level, that's when I would start fishing at night. If you feel 100% confident fishing during the day and you're sick and tired of catching small fish, then try fishing at night, because that's your best bet at catching a big fish. And I'd say try fishing at night with eels. If you're going to start fishing at night, fish at night with eels, because if you're going to catch a big fish, it's going to be on an eel. I mean, that's the best way to do it. So I've gone over eel fishing. I've a podcast about fishing live and rigged eels. I'm going to do videos in the future about how I fish eels, because I do it so much and have been so successful on them. I do a lot of I'm even more successful half the time with these Puma plugs as well during the nighttime. As I was saying, I literally threw an eel that night where it was a lot of big, heavy surf, and the eel was just getting too washed around. So I threw on a Puma plug, and I had incredible night with the shad stick, just getting it down deeper underneath the disturbed water. I was catching bass between 25 and 30 pounds. It was a night for the record books, for sure, for sure. Yeah. So anyway, thank you guys for watching and listening to this podcast. And I will see you next time.